Former Green Beret and Vietnam vet David Lucier shared his story with me.
I entered service right after high school, trained for 2 years, went to Vietnam, spent a year doing combat missions along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and came back, got engaged, started school, and started a job.
So all was rosy, right? Well, not so much. The nightmares prevented sleep. He turned to alcohol. But mostly, he tells me, he had a hard time connecting with people. How could they understand? They hadn't been there.
That went on for several decades. Had one of my younger sisters grab me and told me very quietly, sincerely, and gently that it didn't have to be this way.
And that was the moment when, the turning point for David. He told me he came to understand that the military gives you basic training, then advanced training, then an assignment when you enter the service. But
young men and women coming out of the military need that basic training coming out. They need that advanced training. And so the transition is a little bit easier, just like when the military helps you transition in, it's up to you to transition out.
The moment when is what the VA calls its initiative, launched just yesterday. Dr. Christopher Loftus is National Director for VA and Department of Defense Mental Health Collaboration.
VA recognizes that a lot of veterans have never connected with the VA and are still hesitant to connect with the VA. So the Moment When campaign and the MakeTheConnection.net site are really about empowering veterans to seek help wherever they're comfortable seeking help.
And they believe largely that comes from vets connecting with one another.
Veterans in particular struggle with, I think, isolation and a fear of reaching out and being vulnerable about some of their issues. And so that's why this campaign is so inspiring, is it's got hundreds of stories of veterans and their family members talking about how to reach out, talking about what they're going through, talking about where to go, what to do.
The website, again, is MakeTheConnection.net. You'll find the link on our website and on the KRMG app. Russell Mills, News 102.3 KRMG.